Doing is very important. We're here to take historic action to defend American students and American values. They've been under siege. In a few moments, I will be signing an executive order to protect free speech on college campuses. Just the thought of it sounds good.
This is devastating to the globalists. It is beautiful. It's going to get challenged, but you can't be a public higher education facility. We're supposed to have free, open debate of ideas, and they're calling for book burning. They're banning people coming and speaking. And we have been on Trump's tail to make the racketeering, to make the cartels that are bragging on TV and on podcast, the heads of Google, the heads of Twitter, the heads of Facebook, the head of YouTube, that, oh, we're going to censor everybody. We're going to shut people up. We don't want our 13-year-old sons, you know, listening to Alex Jones or Ben Shapiro. These are quotes.
My son, who's 13 years old, started watching Ben Shapiro videos. And he's like the gateway drug to the next group. And then it goes right to Jordan Peterson. Then it goes down. And in three clicks, he was at neo-Nazi stuff. It was like astonishing. And then I had to listen to it at dinner.
Ben Shapiro is going to meet the community guidelines. So I don't think you're suggesting that we remove him from the platform, are you?
I would, but I can't. No,
okay.
But last time I saw you, I was like, get Alex Jones off that platform. And you're like, well, the community guidelines. And then you got him.
Now he's not on the platform.
I know. So I was right. But that's enough.
Cut young people some slack, she argues.
We need to extend grace and forgiveness because young people need to be able to screw up.
But based on what I see in my news feeds, young people look more like cancelers than the canceled.
Straight white boys being racist.
This is transphobic harassment.
You were not listening. You were disgusting.
The assumption is that your generation is on board with cancel culture.
It is true that younger Americans tend to be more pro-cancel culture. Millennials have the most positive view, and as you get older, it goes lower and lower and lower. But Gen Z completely switches that around. Only 8% have a positive view of it, and that's because if you're a young person who grows up in a graceless society, you're always looking behind your back, you see your peers and friends torn down on social media, then of course you're not going to want to live in a world like that.
As technology evolves, we need to build up societal immunity around information manipulation. Because research has shown that pre-bunking is much more successful than debunking.
Today we issue for the first time preliminary findings under the Digital Services Act. In our view, ACTS does not comply with the DSA in key transparency areas by using dark patterns and thus misleading users, by failing to provide an adequate ad repository, and by blocking access to data for researchers. The DSA has transparency at its very core, and we are determined to ensure that all platforms, including ACTS, comply with EU legislation.
I just want to come to America, these globalists, and their third world populations, and basically conquer us, and then suck dry the goose that lays the golden eggs. The very same globalists have already exploited and oppressed the third world, and now they're here pushing their attack on the First Amendment. And that's why you've seen George Soros Fund through Media Matters, through these other law firms, all these fake lawsuits against us. You've seen all these incredible fake headlines, taking out of context or editing what I've said, so that I'm saying incredibly insane things like there's secret Martian bases with slaves. I never said that. So that they can then say, oh, he needs to be taken off the air. So first it's Apple, and then it's Google, and then it's YouTube, and now it's thousands of other conservatives and libertarians.
The guise of speech codes and safe spaces and trigger warnings, these universities have tried to restrict free thought, impose total conformity, and shut down the voices of great young Americans like those here today. It's great people. All of that change is starting right now. We're dealing with billions and billions and billions of dollars.
It's ridiculous that it's gotten to this point. Universities are supposed to be marketplaces of ideas. They should be encouraging free speech, not shutting it down. And speech is not free when university officials put conditions on student speech. The only permit we need to speak on campus is the First Amendment.
everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your fourth hour host today for the next 54 minutes before the great Owen Schroyer takes over in studio. Broadcast the best about everything new in the world today in light of this assassination attempt on President Trump. He's been doing a really good job lately. He always does a good job, but the last 30 days or so, the war room has been on fire. So I highly encourage everyone to stay tuned for that as well. And where do I begin? I mean, Alex did a great job of covering everything. Really, the last few days, he's done a great job. And most importantly, I think he's emphasized the importance of focusing on what comes next and who is really behind this. And they can say all they want to say about this lone shooter, about whether he was a registered Republican or not. I see Harry Sisson posting his little sissy videos about how he had Trump signs in his yard, apparently. And they can try to make it look like this is a right-wing extremist. And if that doesn't work, then they can try to make it look like this shooter was a left-wing extremist, perhaps an involuntary celibate who was taken up by Antifa. If you looked at his Instagram account before it was taken down, it had the zip code, Butler, Pennsylvania. And then the word Antifa, 16001, I believe, Antifa. So this is a left-wing extremist, an Antifa extremist, an anti-fascist extremist. And remember, Antifa was responsible for so much in the summer of love after the George Floyd death. We saw protest after protest after protest of city burn after city burn after city burn. They set the White House guard tower on fire. They burned down police precincts where the police were evacuating, sometimes using armored vehicles, while Kamala Harris and her ilk were bailing them out of prison if they were ever arrested so that they would be allowed to vote and others would be encouraged to engage in the same maniacal behavior, because after all, she is maniacal. She's the definition of a maniac with that crazy cackle that she has. And then we know, most importantly, how embedded Antifa was on January 6th. I put to you right now, guys, J13 was everything they said J6 was. J13 is the new J6, but this time it was on the left, and this time they tried to assassinate the president of the United States instead of simply shooting innocent, unarmed Trump protesters like Ashley Babbitt, poor woman, and her family. But remember how embedded Antifa was on January 6th. Not only was Antifa actually engaged in taking down barricades, opening doors, things of that nature, but there were Antifa leaders that were inside filming when Ashley Babbitt herself was killed. So we know that Antifa was there on January 6th, and the feds were there on January 6th, the likes of Ray Epps screaming, "We need to go into the Capitol! We need to go into the Capitol!" And we know Antifa was there dressed, wearing MAGA hats, pretending to be Trump supporters just to make things look bad. I mean, there's footage of people just whacking the door, ramming the door over and over again with a barricade that had a Trump flag over it. Behavior you would never see at any Trump rally, any MAGA rally, any pro-patriotic event. It's abundantly obvious for anybody who's studied politics at all, even over the course of the last couple of years, that Antifa was intimately involved in January 6th. And I put to you right now that Antifa was intimately involved in J13. And I'm not just trying to write this off as an Antifa thing, because I fundamentally, at my core, believe that Antifa, similar to Patriot Front, is a Fed operation. Yes, there are radicals that are not Feds involved. Yes, there are radicals embedded that are not Feds. But the Feds are certainly involved and embedded in Antifa. I mean, anybody who's watched the movie Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp, it's a famous movie, absolutely outstanding mafia movie based on the true story of an undercover cop, an undercover Fed, infiltrating the mafia, setting up his compatriots, his friends, other mob members after ingratiating himself. I mean, this is somebody who infiltrated the mafia, got involved, and actually participated in crimes for months, if not years, to earn the trust of the mob targets that the Feds were going after, and then finally was able to pin all of them and then escape with his family into witness protection forever after that. Donnie Brasco, look it up. Several incredible scenes from that movie. In fact, I'd like the crew to look up a couple of scenes from Donnie Brasco if you have a chance. There's the scene where they're at the Japanese restaurant, which would be an amazing scene to show. And then there's the Fugazi scene at the beginning when he ingratiates himself with Al Pacino. And maybe one or two other notable scenes as well. But this is what the Fed has done to all of these other organizations, whether it's Patriot Front or Antifa or the Mafia. If you think that they're just trying to infiltrate the Mafia or Patriot Front or right-wing organizations, they're infiltrating the left-wing organizations as well. And they orchestrate and catalyze this behavior in order to manifest and accomplish their political agenda, which is as much martial law as possible over the American people in the total conglomeration of all political power worldwide for the sake of the globalist elite. It's simple as that. And so if Antifa and the Feds were involved in conjunction with one another and actually working together for the same goal on January 6th, and if this shooter was some lone, involuntarily celibate Antifa nut, and simultaneously we have all these reports, very credible reports, that the Secret Service was told to stand down, ordered to stand down, that Cheadle is obviously lying about the reason why there wasn't a Secret Service officer on the roof, saying that it was because it was sloped, even though we have footage of other roofs with Secret Service officers on them with steeper slopes of the same day on the same event. Then all of the pieces add up, and the only picture that makes sense, the only way the puzzle pieces fit together correctly, is to form the image that this was a deep state hijacking of Secret Service. This was a deep state hijacking of Antifa to catalyze the attempted assassination of the President of the United States. Let's go straight to clip number three here. This is Secret Service Kim Cheadle gaslights us during an interview with CNN about President Trump's beefed up protection. Clip number three.
Was every element, every part of his, from the intelligence to the counter-assault team to the detail agents, the shift agents, I mean every element top to bottom of the advance in the operation, was every element increased after you learned of this credible threat?
What we increased was what we felt was appropriate for the former president and for that particular event on that day. We have been increasing the assets and the resources and the staffing that we have been providing to the former president since he was a presidential candidate and then the presumptive nominee. That's what I can tell you.
That sounds like a no.
I am not saying a no at all. I'm saying that we have continued to increase the resources that we've been providing.
What is she talking about? And we've got Bongino, who's perhaps one of the most credible sources as far as Secret Service is concerned. Clip number nine saying that an unimpeachable source says Secret Service sloped roof excuse is a lie. Let's run clip nine.
Showing Tucker some material from an unimpeachable source, let's just say, on the matter. That post, according to my source, that roof was supposed to be a police post. It was supposed to be someone there. They're now making up excuses, saying the pitch of the roof. My source says to me, no one knows why the post didn't show up. But so that's a nonsense story they're putting out in the media. And I was also told that the Secret Service director has been given instructions from the administration and the DHS secretary. If you want to keep your job, you'll keep your mouth shut about this. They're not putting that out there. But if you get those site post logs and those police instructions and there was a post on there and they didn't show up and no one checked, someone could have got your dad killed within millimeters.
absolutely unbelievable there. Meanwhile, we have the left simply downplaying this as much as possible. We know that for 8 hours on Saturday, they refused to refer to it as an assassination. The president of the United States, Joe Biden himself, refused to refer to it as an assassination attempt. He said, I have an opinion, but I'm not going to say that now until more evidence comes out. What more evidence do you need other than the president getting his ear blown off on live television in front of everyone? This is clip number 6 of Biden calling the attempted assassination of Trump not appropriate. Run 6.
But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it. Everybody. I'll keep you informed, and if I'm able to speak to Donald, I'll let you know that as well. But so far, it appears he's doing well, number one. Number two, that they're thoroughly investigating what happened to anyone else in the audience. We have some reports, but not final reports. And every agency in the federal government, I'm going back to my phone to speak with the federal agencies that are being put together again to give me an updated briefing. Has anything happened? They learned any more in the last couple hours. So thank you very much, and I hope I get to speak to them tonight, and I'll get back to you if I do.
Look, folks, you've got three lives. First, they try to cancel you. Then they try to imprison you. And if that doesn't work, they try to kill you. Dr. Ben Carson here in clip number 18 highlights this perfectly in just 30 seconds. Let's watch it right now.
Let me tell you the weapons that they use. First, they tried to ruin his reputation, and he's more popular now than ever. And then they tried to bankrupt him, and he's got more money now than he had before. And then they tried to put him in prison, and he's freer and has made other people free with him. And then last weekend, they tried to kill him. And there he is over there, alive and well.
There you go, folks. His three lives. Apparently, Donald Trump, by God's grace, literally by God's grace, actually has a fourth life. Hopefully, he has 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 lives. Because this is not the last time that they're going to try to take his life. Now he's more of a threat to them than ever. And I've seen these reports. They're very bizarre reports coming out from leftists on Twitter, where the Biden campaign and others and 538.com is posting that Biden is actually up in the polls. There is no way, after his disastrous debate performance at the end of June, coupled with all of the coverage of this assassination attempt on Saturday, coupled again with the absolutely, for lack of a better term, badass response to being shot in the face when he stood up with blood on his face and just yelled, fight, 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 3 times, pumping his fist in the air. There is no way that in the last 2 weeks, Joe Biden has gone ahead in the polls against Donald Trump, and they're just going to try to rig this again. They're just going to try to fix this again. Keep in mind, folks, that before this assassination attempt took place on Saturday, the conversation was centered solely around whether or not Joe Biden would even stay in the race. He was performing so abysmally. His own party in droves, whether it was Hollywood's George Clooney or other Democratic leaders, were turning against him and then backpedaling and then turning him against him again. I mean, his own party is split against him, where you have major leaders of the Democratic Party coming out and saying, this is a disaster, he needs to step down. You have leftist influencers on social media coming out and saying he needs to step down if he wants to care about his legacy, if he truly cares about the country, he needs to step down. And you're telling me that somehow, amid his own party being divided against him, amid his own terrible performance in this debate at the end of June, and then in the context of this incredible assassination attempt thwarted, the president-elect, presumed to be President Trump, being shot in the face, coming up and saying, fight, 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 3 times in front of a crowd. You're telling me that Joe Biden went up in the polls? No way. The polls are not just mistaken, folks. The polls are lies. And this was the case in 2016. Remember how all the polls, 538 and others, 538 was made famous by Nate Silver because it accurately predicted, I think, who was going to win the World Series, like at the beginning of the baseball season or something like that. It had some amazing sports projection, which made everybody just mind blown at its accuracy. The way that it takes all of the polls all over the country and then it pits them against one another, and using sophisticated AI algorithms, it's able to determine the likelihood of any given outcome, whether it's in a sports game or whether it's in a political race. And I think it got all of the states except for one accurate in the 2000 and 2012 election or something like that. And so 538 has become one of the most credible sources of projections on the internet over the years. But it's been wrong time and time again in recent years. And the question is, why is that? Well, because now the polls are hijacked. It's given false, phony, fake data. So it makes these projections, the leftists say, oh, esteemed Nate Silver's 538 predicts that 54 out of 100 times in all of its projections of how things could play out, Donald Trump loses the election to Joe Biden. Yeah, because all of the source data is total BS. All of the polls are lies. They said Hillary was going to win. She lost. And they're saying Joe Biden's going to win. He's going to lose. There's no way. Now, we shouldn't rest on our laurels. A lot of people are wanting to take a back seat and say, look, this isn't that big of a deal. Now it's given that we're going to win. No, no, no. Never take victory for granted. It's not over until the fat lady sings. The deal isn't closed until the money's in the bank and the election isn't won until it's called. Frankly, the election isn't won until Inauguration Day, the way things have been going the last several election cycles. Because there's going to be contesting and recounting and Supreme Court rulings and court filings. They're going to fight harder than Donald Trump even fought at the end of the 2020 election to ensure that he can't get into office after this election. You think they're going to just let it go after it's called the next day on CNN? No way. But what's really sickening to me is we've seen members of the right come out and call for censorship. Destiny, of course, the omni-liberal on social media, is a famous video game streamer and debater for the left. He's obnoxious and rude. He debated Alex Jones here in studio with the Krasenstein clones, who are actually very nice people, even though I disagree with most of what they say. Almost all of what they say, they're very kind people. Destiny is not. Destiny's just a jerk. And he, in a similar fashion to Sam Harris, has obviously had a mental breakdown since Saturday. And I think this all started when his wife left him after, you know, he bragged for years about having an open marriage and she left him. And my heart goes out to him, actually. I genuinely feel bad for him. But he had a meltdown after Saturday, probably as in response to this personal stuff that's going on. I think it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he was doing things like making fun of Corey Comparatore, the gentleman who was killed defending, protecting his own family when a stray bullet struck him. I don't even know if it was a stray bullet. It's possible the shooter was aiming for bystanders as well. It's probably likely. And he's been posting post after post after post, literally just making fun of this man who was killed, protecting his own family. Then he said, if any of you MAGA creeps or freaks or losers or retards dies at a Trump rally, I'm going to make fun of you on Twitter the next day. I'm going to make fun of you on social media the next day. And he's been kicked off of the platform he uses, Kick. And he's been demonetized, apparently, on Twitter temporarily because he's been mocking the death of innocent people at these events. And people are calling for him to be canceled, but we cannot become the left in response to this injustice that we're faced. I think that Vivek Ramaswamy said it best at the RNC. This is clip number 19. He says, we are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss. Let's run clip number 19.
Because you know what? Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious too. That too is what it means to be an American. And you know what? If you're at home and you disagree with everything I just said, our message to you is this. We will still defend to the death your right to say it, because that is who we are as Americans. We are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss. We do not have to be ancient Rome. We don't have to be this nation in decline. We can still be a nation in our ascent. A nation whose best days, not in some fake politician way, but in a true way, a nation whose best days are actually still ahead of us. Still on our way to that shining city on a hill, that country where no matter who you are, or where your parents came from, or what your skin color is, or how long your last name is, that you will still get ahead in this country with your own hard work, your own commitment, your own dedication, and that you know what? You are free to speak your mind at every step of the way. That is the American dream. That is what won us the American Revolution. That is what reunited us after the Civil War. That is what won us two world wars and the Cold War. That is what still gives hope to the free world. And if we can revive that dream over group identity and victimhood and grievance, then nobody in the world, not a nation, not a corporation, not a virus, not China, is going to defeat us. That is what American exceptionalism is all about. And that is what we will revive
Vivek
this November.
Nails it right there. And with people like Destiny or other leftists who are mocking or saying just the most offensive things possible in light of this death of their candidate's candidacy, basically, on Saturday. That assassination wasn't really an assassination of Donald Trump, but it ended up being an assassination of the Biden campaign, in my opinion. They're saying some of the most offensive, just atrocious things that I've ever seen. Mocking the innocent bystanders just for being there because they're dead. Saying things like, oh, I wish that the shooter wouldn't have missed. I mean, this famous example of Tenacious D being on tour with Jack Black and his co-host or his co-bandmate, Kyle, on stage. And Kyle says he wished for his birthday that the shooter wouldn't miss next time. And they had to suspend their tour. But I don't want these people canceled. I don't want them demonetized. I want them dueled. And in Texas, under Penal Code 22.06, you can lawfully duel anyone, not with weapons that are deadly, not to the death, not inflicting serious bodily injury. But I call out to the Omni-liberal. I call out to Destiny. Obviously, after all the debates you've been in, some of them you've won, some of them you've been absolutely mowed down, like the one that you had with Jordan Peterson or the one you had with Alex Jones, frankly, for that matter. Obviously, debate isn't doing it. So I challenge you to a duel. I challenge you to a lawful duel, not to the death, no extreme violence. We can wear gloves. We can have money be donated to kids with cancer. I don't care. But I think that we just need to duke it out like the boxing scene from Cool Hand Luke. I think we've gotten to the point where our differences cannot be settled with reason because both sides have just gotten totally unreasonable. It's all emotional now. It's all irrational now. So why don't we just meet in the yard at noon on Saturday and duke it out? Put up your fists and let's duke it out. Of course, when I challenged him to this duel on social media this week, it got over 100,000 likes between two tweets, and he immediately blocked me, saying that he didn't want to duel with pistols to the death, even though I cited Texas Penal Code 2206, which explicitly states that it's not with deadly weapons. So he's obviously just being a giant pussy. And I challenge him to a duel. I've challenged Harry Sisson to a duel. No response as well. I think we need to start fighting these people consensually, legally, in Texas, where it's protected by law. We just need to duke it out and box it out because debate's not working, folks. Conversation isn't working. I think we need to start legally, peacefully, consensually throwing fists. Folks, we're coming up on a break, and in the next 30 minutes, we're going to get into more news and unpack some of these articles. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Get products like ashwagandha with black pepper. This is organic ashwagandha with black pepper. Speaking of Vivek Ramaswamy, the Indians have been using ashwagandha for millennia because of its amazing health benefits, developed with nutrients for enhanced brain function, clarity, and increased feelings of well-being. Get organic ashwagandha with black pepper at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And if you're thinking about getting in a duel, but you have a little bit of rust in your joints, I highly recommend Joint Relief Max. Joint Relief Max is an advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joint health. Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's more important now than ever that you support this network, that you support this broadcast, Alex Jones and his family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for three more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right, do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the remaining 27 minutes of this broadcast before the great Owen Schroyer takes over on the War Room. Make sure you stay tuned for that. His coverage has been astoundingly good over the course of the last 30 days, especially since this assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Saturday. I want to show this clip 21 of Nikki Haley at the RNC saying Donald Trump has my strongest endorsement, period, and then we'll unpack it on the other side. Go ahead and run clip number 21.
My fellow Republicans, President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity. It was a gracious invitation, and I was happy to accept. I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
You know, good of her to do that, but she's totally full of it. And I think in the back of her mind, she knows that on Saturday she missed her shot. Because she likely would have been the candidate, her or DeSantis, at an open convention had that assassination been successful. And I'm pleased that in the name of unity, she's come together and endorsed. But she is totally CIA swamp crap. And I understand that at the highest levels of politics, you got to play some ball and you got to have people speak. You don't really want to have speak, and you got to cater to the base here and there, and you got to pick this person VP for this reason or whatever. And I'm not bashing J.D. Vance. I'm just saying I understand the way that the politics operate at the highest levels like that. But I just can't wait for the day to come that all of these swamp creatures are eradicated from the Republican Party. I don't even care if the Republican Party only has 25% of the support of the American people. If it's pure, that is going to be such an amazing, radical feeling of empowerment. I mean, imagine a purified Republican Party, a Republican Party that's gone through the crucible, all of the impurities just removed in scorched flame. To the point where it's just America first incessantly, insistently. That will be an amazing day. But Tucker Carlson had an amazing response. He was asked how the attempted assassination on Trump changed this election. Let's run clip number 22 and unpack that.
I find it thrilling.
Tucker, the past 24 hours has been wild. The amount of news that has come out. How did the attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump change this election?
Well, Trump won when that happened, because he displayed physical courage. And, you know, if you live in a society where people are literally dating by remote, virtually, and working virtually, you can kind of lose touch with the physical reality of life. But the unchanging truth is that leadership requires courage, and not just abstract courage, moral courage, but physical courage. You know, someone starts shooting a rifle. Like, are you going to wet yourself and start crying and run away? Or are you going to stand up and look at your people and raise your fist and say, fight? And very few people are capable of doing that. And he is. And therefore, he wins. Because that supersedes all this nonsense that we talk ourselves into believing is important. No, the guy got shot in the face. He stood up with blood streaming down the side of his head, blood on his hands, and said, fight. Totally defiant. That's an act of undeniable courage that was not staged. You couldn't stage that. And that man is the leader, and he wins. And by the way, notice what happens to everyone in the crowd. When a leader is strong, his people are calm. His
now,
courage gives them
despite
heart.
The fact that leftists in other polls and 538 and others, as I mentioned, are saying that Trump is behind in this election. And 54 out of 100 simulations, Joe Biden wins this election. We do have current CNN projections showing that DJT is winning by a landslide. This is clip number 23, and we'll unpack this on the other side, what this means for what the deep state is going to do next. Go ahead and run this.
This is our current CNN projection of where we are now. And look at this. If Donald Trump won, what we have here, dark red states, solid Republican, light red states, leaning Republican. If he won just those right there, he would already have the path to 270. He would have 272 electoral votes. Look what is different. We have Wisconsin as a toss-up. We have Pennsylvania as a toss-up. Two critical states for Joe Biden. Michigan right now, another critical state for Biden, leaning Republican. Georgia, a state Biden flipped, leaning Republican. Arizona, a toss-up state. That was a state Biden flipped. Nevada, a state he won, leaning Republican. This is the dire strait for Joe Biden right now on the first night of the Republican convention. Tomorrow is 16 weeks to Election Day. 16 weeks from tomorrow, we count the votes. It is tough to change a map like this in that amount of time. And here's why Democrats are so worried, why so many Democrats are saying, Mr. President, please reconsider and get out of this race. Because right now, Trump is leading here. And Trump is leading here, narrowly, but he's ahead in those states. Trump is leading here. That's 312 electoral votes. Trump is leading in this Nebraska congressional district. Let me change it that way. Nebraska does it by congressional district. That's 313 electoral votes. And Democrats are warning that Trump may not be well ahead. It may still be margin of error. It might be a tie. But right now, Trump is competitive here. That's blue Virginia. That's blue New Hampshire. So the warnings to the White House are, Donald Trump could conceivably, if the current dynamics in the race hold, get 330 or more electoral votes. That's what they believe.
Absolutely unbelievable. And we see Joy Reid, host of Read Between the Lies, saying that Trump shouldn't be allowed to play the victim. Let's watch this. 24.
Universal kind of reaction that I'm getting, whether it's civilians or, you know, professionals, is really a deep concern and lack of confidence in not us at this table or us at MSNBC, but us as the media writ large. And a fear that what's going to happen now is that the Republican Party will do what they do. They're in the middle of a campaign. They're, you know, the convention started today. But the media will acquiesce to trying to convince people that the things they've been experiencing for the last, you know, 5-6 years didn't happen. That the greatest purveyor and promoter of political violence, really, you know, since anyone can remember, since George Wallace, I think, you know, that we just haven't experienced that kind of open, you know, sort of citing or sort of incitement of violence or sort of luxuriating in the idea of violence. It's just not something we're used to anymore in American politics. And then we had to get used to that being a thing. And people are concerned and expressing concern that we won't be the guardians of memory and that we will allow Donald Trump, as he is, you know, bathed in the glory and grandeur of his party, to rewrite himself as both a hero and a victim, that people who are the most vulnerable to not just the things he's done, but the things he's promising to do, and that that will then happen without a guardian saying, wait, stop, and then the media will acquiesce to this rewrite. And the people that I've been talking to don't accept the rewrite.
What a wicked, wicked, nasty woman. I mean, Joy Reid, oh, totally lacking in talent, educated far beyond her intelligence, totally incapable of uttering a word of truth, entirely filled with unreasonable levels of hatred. I mean, there's a time to feel hatred. There's a time to express hatred. I'm not talking about hate speech or hate crimes or anything like that, but there's a time when hate is justified and you have to respond to evil with hate. It's not a sin to be hateful in the right moment, but she is so irrationally, unreasonably hateful that all of her judgment has been totally clouded by the dark side of the force. I mean, she is just a maniacal, evil, wretched, wicked, nasty woman. And after she was criticized for having the Trump wig, it was like it occurred to her for the first time that she was wearing Donald Trump's hair. She immediately takes off the wig and does this new Amber Rose look. And goes on air, and she said, posted video after video for the last several weeks about how terrible Trump is and his hatefulness, and how Joe Biden, it doesn't matter if he's even lost his mind entirely because he's surrounded by a team of good people and Donald Trump is a convicted felon. And then she's just walking back this assassination attempt as if everyone is a victim of it except for the person who was shot in the face or except the people who were shot and killed or injured in the event itself. I mean, I cannot fathom of anyone that's so lost in the abyss of just outer space, flying by the gravitational pull of Satan's black hole, then Joy Reid, this piece of trash, garbage human being, has nothing to do with her race, her sexuality, whatever it is, or her gender. I mean, I don't care about any of that. It's just because she is a terrible, rotten person. I mean, regardless of any of her other immutable characteristics, she has made the decision to be an evil retard. Just like so many of these people on the left, that's what's so sickening and despicable about them. They have actually decided to be evil retards. And I'm sorry to use that term. I know it's offensive to some. I never use it to describe people that are actually mentally handicapped or mentally challenged or impaired in any way. But Joy Reid has made the decision to be retarded. Therefore, the word is more appropriate than any other word. Those who decide to be retards, be condemned by God himself, I pray. Joy Reid falls directly into that category. And let's look. Let's just look at one example. Clip number one here. Trans person admits most hate comes from within herself. Let's run this.
There's so much hate in the world right now, and I'm so done with it. And pride just means that we are unabashedly happy just to be alive.
Yeah. Anna, where do you personally feel that hate is coming from?
Most places. But especially the government.
And in your own life, where would you say that you feel the hate the most?
I feel like I kind of internalized a lot of the hate, so it feels like it mostly comes from myself at this point because...
There you go. There you go. That's where it's all starting. And speaking of trans issues, Michael Schellenberger, the governor of America's largest and richest state, has just signed a law that puts 10 million children and adolescents in grave danger of medical mistreatment. This is clip number 7 here. I want to run this and talk a little bit on the other side about Elon Musk apparently moving all of his companies out of California specifically in response to this type of legislation, which can literally steal your children from you and then give them hormone therapy, give them transition therapy, and leave you just waiting by the side of the road, hoping and praying to God that there's some sort of semblance of your child left on the other side of this. Let's go ahead and run the clip.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike Schellenberger for Public. I'm afraid I have some terrible news. The governor of America's largest and richest state has just signed a law that puts 10 million children and adolescents in grave danger of medical mistreatment. The media headlines are all wrong. They claim that California Governor Gavin Newsom's new law protects children by stopping public schools from outing their gender to their parents. In fact, it does just the opposite of that. This new law makes children vulnerable to irreversible and lifelong medical abuse and mistreatment. And it's all based on a pseudoscientific idea that some children are born into the wrong bodies and that we can change a person's sex through drugs and surgery. Now, for any of this to make sense, you have to understand what's happening right now in Britain. Several years ago, the government there appointed a well-respected pediatrician named Hilary Cass to investigate whether it was ethical to block the puberty of children, give them opposite-sex hormones, and perform surgeries on their bodies in an effort to make them feel better about their gender. Dr. Cass came back a few weeks ago and said, no, absolutely not. Around the same time, the British government banned puberty blockers nationwide. And just a few days ago, the new Labour Party government affirmed that it would maintain the former Conservative government's ban on puberty blockers. In her report, Cass said that so-called social transition, where a children adopts the identity of the opposite sex, is not a neutral act and has psychological consequences. In fact, it's the first step towards medical intervention. What Gavin Newsom has done is actively prevented schools from informing parents that their children have been put on a medical pathway. This is an outrageous attack on both the rights of the children and the parents. Children have a right to go through puberty. No adult should be able to block their puberty. And parents have a right to know if their children thinks that they are the opposite sex or were born into the wrong body. We have seen with leaked internal documents from the leading gender medicine group, WPATH, that these medical interventions, namely puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries, are not only irreversible, but result in sterilization and loss of sexual function. Children and adolescents are simply not mature enough to understand the effects of so-called gender-affirming care. They cannot, in other words, give their informed consent. The new law that Gavin Newsom just signed creates the grave risk that activist teachers, students, and outside groups will convince children that they were born into the wrong body and then hide their social transition from parents, which will lead to these harmful medical mistreatments. As such, the law that was passed is the opposite of what both children and their parents need. We need schools to immediately warn parents if their children think they are the opposite sex. After all, this is a diagnosable psychiatric condition known as gender dysphoria. And if your child has a psychiatric disorder, whether it's anxiety, depression, an eating disorder, or gender dysphoria, you as a parent have a right to know. And schools must stop teaching children or allowing other people to teach children this pseudoscientific and dehumanizing ideas that it's possible to be born in the wrong body and that it's possible to change one's sex. It's not. As such, either the legislature, the courts, or a ballot initiative in California is required to nullify this law. Until then, it's important to spread the word to parents that California public schools are fundamentally unsafe for the millions of children who currently attend them.
So Elon Musk abandons California over this law, beautifully broken down by Sheldon Berger there. SpaceX CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk has said that he will relocate the headquarters of both companies from California to Texas in response to a new law forbidding teachers in the Golden State from telling parents if their children identify as transgender. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Safety Act into law on Tuesday, hailed by activists as a safeguard against the forced outing of gay or transgender kids. The law forbids school staff from informing parents if their children identify as gay in the classroom or use names or pronouns that differ from those on their birth certificates. Obviously, critics slam this, but then what they can do after they forbid the outing of their children to their parents, then the school can come in and say, look, this child is not being provided with adequate health care. They need hormone therapy. They need puberty blockers because they identify as something other than their birth. So we can't tell their parents that their kid even identifies as transgender. But now as a school, it's our moral duty to provide them with the health care that a transgender person is entitled to in our leftist socialist paradigm, in our euphoria or utopia of just transgender bliss. And so they're going to actually medicate these children before they're of age for lawful consent for things like even having sex, or of age for lawful consent for things like even getting a tattoo. They're going to keep this from the parents, and they're going to give them hormones paid for by their parents' as tax dollars, and they're going to give them transition surgeries paid for by their parents' as parents' tax dollars without informing them, without telling them what they're doing. This is the kidnapping of children on a massive scale being tested in one of the world's largest economies, the state of California, and one of the most powerful states of our union in the state of California. This is the testing ground for all of the leftist ideals, all of the globalist ideals that they want to propagate, that they want to ripple throughout the fabric of our entire republic. They want your children sterilized. And keep in mind, folks, that the leftists who claim to be the advocates for these minorities, the leftists who claim that they love transgender children so much, that they advocate and fight for their rights, that they legislate for their rights, that they have their backs, you realize that the leftist solution, the leftist final solution to the transgender question is forced sterilization, massive sterilization. As soon as any child begins to exhibit any of the symptoms of gender dysphoria, sterilization is the solution. So you're telling me that somehow the Democrats, the leftists, have brainwashed the entire population to believing they advocate for transgender people when their solution is mass sterilization. I mean, this is the type of gaslighting akin to Joe Biden coming out and speaking to the NAACP after the assassination attempt and saying that George Floyd is still the ultimate victim in all this. That's basically what he said in so many words, that Donald Trump isn't the victim of an assassination attempt, but George Floyd's unjust death is reason not to vote for Donald Trump. It's still about George Floyd. George Floyd here in clip five.
Now, just because we must lower the temperature and our politics is related to violence, it doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth. Who you are, what you've done, what you'll do, that's fair game. As Harry Truman said, I've never deliberately given anyone hell. I just told the truth and they thought it was hell.
And nuke civilians.
That's what I'm going to do. Well, here's the truth about why Donald Trump's presidency was hell for Black America. He tried to repeal Obamacare to kick millions, I mean millions of Black Americans off their health insurance. He had a $2 trillion tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited the super wealthy, the biggest corporations, and exploded the federal debt larger than any one president has in one term. He left no room for us to do what we should be doing. Invest in things that
affect people's doesn't make
lives,
you smarter, Biden.
Like child care,
angry doesn't make you come
so
off smarter,
more,
Joe.
That grow the economy and help people. His mismanagement of the pandemic was especially devastating to Black communities. Oh, I know, because in other countries, other communities of color, that economic crisis drove up Black unemployment, decimated small Black businesses, and you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Donald Trump called for the National Guard to go after you. What in the hell's the matter with this man? No, I'm serious. Go figure. From a guy who spread the birthism lie against Barack Obama, saying he wasn't born in America and he wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Well, there's Joe Biden speaking to the NAACP. And unbelievable, and he's talking about how Donald Trump wanted to repeal Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that thousands upon thousands of page tome that no one even read and they knew they would read after it was enacted. Let me ask you one simple question as Americans. I don't care if you're white, black, gay, straight, Muslim, Christian, whatever, just anyone listening. The audacity to listen to InfoWars, despite all of it, the attacks against it, the unwarranted criticisms of it. Let me ask you this. Which one among you pays less for health care now than you paid in the year 2020? Which one of you did not see your insurance premiums go up by at least 10% year over year over the course of the last 10 years? Which one of you doesn't have medical debt? I mean, I have a young daughter. She just turned a year old in May. We're still paying off the hospital bills from her birth. We just recently paid off the hospital bills for my first daughter's birth. She was born 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. She was in the NICU for several weeks. And our insurance premiums, even though InfoWars covers some of them, we still pay hundreds of dollars a month. When I was a small business owner, it was like $1,200 a month or something. I was paying just for health insurance, not to mention the out-of-pocket max, which we hit every single year, seemingly. Just thousands upon thousands of dollars over that, plus all of the copay. Healthcare is not more affordable. The Affordable Care Act is just that, an act. The Affordable Care scam. It's a lie. And every time the Democrats come up and say things are going to be cheaper, they always get more expensive. Every time the government comes up and says they're not going to raise taxes on middle class people have to pay more and more in income tax. And I am sick and tired of one out of every 4 minutes that I work, one out of every 4 hours that I work, one out of every 4 days of my life goes straight to the federal government so they can give $63 billion to Nazis on Hitler's birthday like they did this year on April 20th. And you can justify war after war. Oh, Putin's a bad guy, so we're going to make you fund the Nazis. Oh, the Israelis allowed it to happen, so we're going to give aid to the Palestinians. Or, oh, the Palestinians are terrorists, so we're going to give aid to Israelis. And we did both, funding both sides of the conflict. Oh, Taiwan needs more and more of our military because China might invade them. While Nancy Pelosi invests in NVIDIA stock and it skyrockets, they know that Taiwan is not getting invaded anytime soon. They would not be buying stock in NVIDIA. Why are we sending troops over there? Why are we sending millions upon millions, if not billions upon billions of dollars to Taiwanese defenses if we know that they're not going to get invaded by China? If we know that Nancy Pelosi and others are investing in NVIDIA stock? I mean, it is such a ratchet. Just scam our federal government. And you want to give money to that senile cuck up there who abused his daughter in the shower and covered for Hunter Biden's crimes while he was the vice president and pocketed 10% of the kickback and funded $23.7 billion to Metabiota while they were hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell and his son was personally invested, all while sharing a bank account with him? To hell with Joe Biden. To hell with these people who tried to assassinate our president. I am not voting for you. I am not supporting you. And anybody's got a problem with it can go straight to hell, folks. Stay tuned for Owen Schroyer on the other side. All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.